is in the bottom daf kufchav dalim and aleph. Amar papa diklav alim arva asik sirta nuchulim will pigi the shakel. So in this case, cases like diklav alim, everyone is maskim that the bechar takes pishnaim, even according to the rabbanim. And the reason is the shmam the chulim arva rabban the shakel the dan shmaylov it still has its shame, and therefore you can take pishnaim, even though it wasn't here b'shas maisim. So the question is that the gemara says before that the reason the rabbanim is my time the rabbanim. I'm call losus of pishnaim matanak arachmana. Matana the matul yade that is called a matana, therefore it follows the gedarim of matana. And the Rishvam explains that the matul yade the nisin en yochalit nalachem then a makna davar shabal oilam. It works with the gedarim of matana, so until you get it, you can't be makna to other people. And if it's not yours, you can't be makna because you can't be makna davar shabal oilam. So if that's the lamdas, if it's because of matana karechmana, and it can't be makna davar shabal oilam, then lachar even dikav olam that should apply to you. Shouldn't be able to. You should not be able to get pishnaim because at the end of the day it's not ba'olam, and if it's not ba'olam, you can't be maknitim because matana karachmana. So what is the pshat? Who cares if it's a dain shmoilov? The ma'aser should be a problem. They know the maknitav shabal la'olam. So the Avnei Miluim in Siman Tzadi in Sifkan Gimel is Masber. He said is the kehesber over here in this whole inyan of matana karachmana based on Tosis later on. Tosis says this on Daf Kuf Chavav that be'etzem the ikur shaila, the ikur mir over here lefidar banan is because of the pasuk of v'chol asherim matzaloi. That the Torah is, you only get something which is imatzeh and not something which is not matzeh. That's the Iker Hagdar over here. Now the question is, what is considered matzeh and what is not considered matzeh? So on that you have the pasuk of Matana Karachmana, that's Megala, what is considered matzeh? Something which is Davash Abalaylam is not considered matzeh, and therefore will be nismite because it's not considered B'chol Hashem Matzeloi. But the Iker Miyad is really from B'chol Hashem Matzeloi, and the Matana Karachmana is just a Megala, just a way of identifying what is considered and what is not. So you only need to come on to that Gile Matana Karachmana on such Dvarim that it's not clear. Is it considered matzeh or not? So if it's not balaylam, therefore we say it's not matzeh, it'll be in the smite. Something which is be'etzem matzeh, if it's a davar pasha that it's matzeh, it's here, then there's no shaila of how do you get it, even though it's not even though it's a davar shabala ilam. So the Gemara is saying a swab here, the dikla of alim, you don't even have to come on to the whole shaila, is it matzeh or it's not avad, it's matzeh, since it's shmaylov, it's a chelik that thing itself, we view it as being matzeh now, we don't need to come on to the swara of matanaka rachmana, is it davar shabala, is it ba'ilam or not. Because it's be'etzem, it's in the cheft of the davar, it's in the guf ha-davar. Nevada, that's considered matzah. It's only things that are not klar, that it's a guf ha-davar, then you come on to matanaka rachmana. So therefore, you can have such a matzias that something technically could be a davar shabal oilam if you follow the sheik ha-davar, a davar shabal oilam, but afal pichein, the bukhar will take pishnayim, because being that it's a guf ha-davar and it's shmaylov, that's considered matzah. And once it's considered matzah, we're not bound by the gedarim of matanaka rachmana.